This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Rational economics doesn't always govern how we make decisions about our money in the real world. Today, the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk is kicking off a series called Brain Drain. We're exploring ways in which our minds are kind of rigged to cost us money. This morning, a conversation about when to spend your savings. Sounds like a simple question. Financial advisors tell us to stash money away in a safe place and don't touch it. Turns out, we can be too protective of our stockpiles. Abigail Sussman is a behavioral economist, and she's also professor of marketing at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, see, I always thought that all these commercials that we face every day, day in, day out, urging us to consume, win out over the countervailing push to get us to save. But your research shows that sometimes we can go too far, in a sense, with our savings. In what way?
So the point of a lot of the research that I've been doing isn't to say that people are saving too much. It's that they don't know when they should be spending their savings. And so in particular, I'm looking at cases where people know that they will be spending and are now trying to figure out how they're going to finance that spending. And what we find is that people actually will turn to credit instead of actually spending money from their savings. People feel responsible by keeping money in those savings accounts, and they feel irresponsible when they take money from the savings accounts. And so this desire to remain feeling responsible can actually lead people to turn to the costly borrowing.
We do have to appreciate here that people are worried that they'll raid the savings, which may be economically rational compared to borrowing at high interest rates, but we're afraid we're not going to pay ourselves back. I mean, that's often what motivates that behavior, I would imagine.
Exactly. And so one of the things that we find in our paper that can actually help people is by encouraging them to utilize an automatic replenishment feature, let's say. So when people pre-commit to setting aside a specific amount of money each month to rebuilding the money that they have in their savings accounts, then this actually makes them, number one, more likely to use the money from savings for another use that they need right away, and number two, more likely to have the money set aside for the purpose that they want it when that point comes about.
I get it. I mean, people are constantly trying to set up installment plans for you so you buy something you can't afford. Why not set up an installment plan at a bank for yourself so you pay yourself back? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're not buying too many extra things as a result.
Abigail Sussman at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. Her co-author in this research is Rourke O'Brien at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.